These live streams during lockdown. He's very good at piano. But he'd also be like, he'd be in front of the piano like I am sometimes, like, how do you play this again? And he wasn't sure, and he'd be rubbish. That's it. And then he'd finally find it. Even if it was like yellow or something. He couldn't remember, and he was giggling, and it was cute. Loads of people took the piss out of the conscious uncoupling thing with Gwyneth Paltrow. People really got angry about it. Well, firstly, fuck off. You know what I mean? Why are you getting angry about what two people you don't know do in their private life? Get a life yourself. It's the only one you have. You don't have Chris Martin's life. But also, the sentiment is surely beautiful, right? Split up but stay together. Break up and not lose everything. Stay a family. Just a different kind to what we've been taught is normal. Chris Martin went to Gwyneth Paltrow's next wedding to TV producer Brad Falchuk. And even went to the honeymoon. That's cool, right? Well, I'm not sure about the honeymoon thing. Hey, Brad, how was last night? Yeah, cool. Thanks, Chris. Cool, cheers. Yeah, you know it. You know it's cool, my man. Did she do that thing with you? No, Chris, no! That's too much now. Anyone has sex on their wedding day anymore. You're all too pissed or knackered. Geez, it wasn't too long ago, was it, that people waited till their wedding day to have sex? I mean, that must have made the day so much bigger back in the day, inviting hundreds of people to the day of your first fuck. Inviting everyone you've ever met, all your friends, all your family to your first fuck day. Just before your first fuck, let's all get together. Just before our first bad fuck. Because it would be an awful fuck. You'd be pissed, you'd be knackered. And you had to fuck. You had to fuck for the first time. You had to consciously couple. Because that was the tradition. So you'd clamber out of the wedding dress and suit. You'd probably stink of cheap booze, wouldn't you? And prawn cocktail, chicken chasseur, and chocolate torte. You'd be bored out of your fucking skin because most weddings are fucking terrible. And then you'd have to fuck, literally the last thing you'd want to do. And it'd be terrible. It'd be terrible. Awful sex. Think, oh fuck, what have I done? What have I done? Gwyneth Paltrow knew her relationship with Chris Martin wasn't right for years. Because, you know, let's face it, how lucky do you have to be for it to be right? That doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It means it's just not right. So you hang on to what was good. Hold it, cherish it. And never let that go. And just uncouple yourself from the other bits that it would be ludicrous to suggest you'd want to do any more. Have sex. Kiss. What, snog? That'd be like snogging my kids. Brad, I literally don't know how you do it, mate. Yeah, I know she's Gwyneth Paltrow, but... I cannot believe you want to have sex with her. Can't think of anything worse. Yeah, well, you say that, Brad. You say you're into it, but give it a few weeks, mate. We all know, give it a few months. Something will start to tingle in the back of your mind, won't it? Be like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, of course. It's happened again. Fuck. Get those genitals away from me. Get those candle-smelling genitals away from me, Gwyneth. And so the uncoupling process begins once more. So what can we do? All we can do is stick with something that will never leave you. Like the piano. You may occasionally forget the tune, but you'll never lose the love.